KOA News Time, 6:54. Now, on Colorado's Morning News, stock futures are higher today as the major averages appear to set to rebound from yesterday's tech-focused sell-off.
Right now, we're talking live with day trader friend of the program, Jay Ratliff, April Marty, and Pat with you this morning. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. I thought you might have some of the Halloween music. You know that crazy Michael Myers music going back. You guys are always much on top of things with that. I thought, here it comes.
I blame our new technical producer. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Believe me. Of all the, 40-some stations a week I work with, you guys come up with some of the most interesting intros that I have fun with. So believe me, don't take today as any indication for sure.
Well, let's talk about October because it has been a pretty spooky month in the past for investors. Do you think we'll see a repeat?
You know, it's not lost on investors, April, that when you look at the top 20% of percentage declines, and that's what we look at. We don't look at points because the market is at different levels. But when you look at the top 20, 9 of the biggest percentage drops have happened in the month of October. And when you understand that the market has moved many times by emotion, and you know that investors have all of these October things in the back of their mind, when you start to see selling that goes from one day to the next, all of a sudden you have people looking and saying, oh my gosh, it's October, let me take some profits off the table. And of course, one thing leads to another, and the next thing you know, you've got that correction of more than a 10% drop on the market. Now, the good news is, after yesterday's kind of pullback, the futures are up this morning about 177 points, but believe me, you have a lot of people on the fence, and it's teetering. And if we saw any sort of significant sell-off over a day two or three, with all of the issues that are going on right now, very possible that we could see a bit of a pullback. I'm not talking about a market crash or anything along those lines, but we could certainly see something close to that 10% correction that right now we're long overdue for.
Jay, I'm always fascinated as to what the markets react to and don't react to, since it seems to be the topic du jour of the past, well, at least 24 hours. Did the markets have any reaction to the Facebook shutdown at all?
You know, Marty, some, not much. I mean, you know, Facebook stock being what it is, a little bit, but most people recognize that as a temporary glitch. It's a lot like a hurricane that comes through in an area. People understand, okay, the insurance stocks are going to get hammered a bit, but then after that, things are going to get back to normal, and that's what they look at. Most of the time, it would take something of significance that would be viewed as a long-term impact before we would really see some sort of what we would consider a measurable impact on stocks. And right now we didn't see it. Now, obviously, if we started having more and more issues that went over a period of time and repeated issues with really an indication that they didn't have any clue what was going on, that's a completely different topic. But right now, no. I mean, it's a for the day a headline, but something that investors kind of shrug off.
Well, looking ahead, we've got a Freaky Friday coming up since it's October and spooky stuff. And, of course, Friday, the first Friday of every month, we get the previous month's jobs report. What are we expecting to see?
I'm going to use Freaky Friday. Thank you for that, Pat.
I'm happy to comply.
You know, they're looking at about 475,000 payroll jobs added in September. But, look, last month they thought that the August report was going to come through at least at 700,000. And some people I talked to, Jay, it's going to be so much beyond that, that when the number came in at a thud of 235,000 jobs, it really was something that kind of shook a lot of people. Now, the Fed is keeping a close eye on this because one of the things right now that's an issue is we keep talking about the elephant in the room is inflation. If we start seeing a shortage in workers continue, that's going to affect the supply chain as far as getting certain things to certain companies in a timely fashion. If that doesn't happen, you're talking about higher prices. We're talking about things that could trigger inflation, maybe even more than that. So that's a concern. You can shrug off two or three of these job numbers and chalk it up to whatever you want. But over a period of time, it becomes more and more clear that you just don't have people coming back to work as they did before. People are creatures of habit. A lot of people took a lot of time off. They were working two or three jobs. They said, I don't need that second or third job. And that's certainly being reflected in a lot of the job reports we've seen over the last few months.
All right, Jay, thanks again. And we'll leave you with a little bit of this. Oh, there it is. It's, you know, better late than never.
You guys never let me down. I appreciate that so much, April.
Thanks, day trader. Friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. You can go to daytradefund.com, his website, for all the info.
6:59, the news is straight ahead. We check in again with Dave Hunter and see what we're seeing on the roads this morning.